He calls out to Abner, and he said in verse number 14, "And David cried to the people and to Abner, the son of Ner, saying, 'Answerest thou not Abner?' Then Abner answered and said, 'Who art thou that criest to the king?' And David said to Abner, 'Art not thou a valiant man?'" He's kind of talking bad about this guy. "And who is like to thee in Israel? Wherefore then hast thou not kept thy lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king thy lord. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth," again, that's a pretty strong statement, isn't it? "Ye are worthy to die." Wow. "Because ye have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is in the cruse of water that was at his bolster." Now, this is a really interesting portion of this chapter here, where David is rebuking Abner severely. Okay? Now, here's a couple things you have to understand. First of all, that doesn't mean he hates Abner, but Abner is worthy to be strongly rebuked because he's worthy of death. He literally allowed Saul to be killed, and he's, by grace, David was someone that wouldn't kill him. I mean, if it was anybody but David, Saul would have died. And so would probably Abner, okay? And what we have to understand is that David preserved both of their lives. You know, Abishai's like, "Let's go. You know, I'm ready to get this guy," because he's the son of Zeruiah, all right? That's a different sermon. But here's the thing you have to understand. It's very interesting about this sermon, okay? Who's Abner? Abner is the guy that's with Saul. Abner is Saul's right-hand man. Abner is his most valiant guy. Do you know who preserves Saul's life better than Abner? David. David preserves Saul's life more than Abner. And this is what I'm going to tell you. Yes, men are not your greatest offender. You know who's your greatest offender? The guy who's rebuking you. The guy that's telling you that you're wrong. Go through to Proverbs 27, verse 7. Think about this. You know, people get so mad at someone like me. I find a saved pastor and I point out him being a grievous error, and they act like I'm attacking him or hurting him. You know who's attacking and hurting that guy? The Abners in his life that are the yes men, pretending like what they're doing is good, allowing them to go to these battles. And you know, the yes men, he's not going to tell you when you have a problem. He's not going to tell you when you have a grievous error. He's not going to actually preserve you. Look at Proverbs 27, verse 6. "Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful." You know what's better than a kiss? A wound. Because if all you get is kisses from Abner, he's going to let you die. But notice, the wounds from David will actually preserve you. Not only did David literally preserve him, but David allows Saul to realize, hey, Abner's sucking at his job. Abner's not doing his job. Your right-hand man doesn't really care about you. Look at this horrible error he let you commit. Look at the horrible error he commits. You know, the guy that actually cares about you and loves you will rebuke you when you do something wrong. The Bible says that you shouldn't hate your neighbor in your heart. You're not supposed to suffer sin upon him. What are you supposed to do? Rebuke him. Tell him that he's wrong. And, you know, people get all mad. They're like, "Why would you rebuke a pastor? Why would you talk negative about a man? Why would you do that?" It's like, this is like, well, do you want me to be an Abner? Abner's not really his friend. Abner's not really preserving him. Abner's going to allow this guy to get destroyed. You know, if I'm doing something wrong, please help me, you know? Why would I want a bunch of yes men to let me just walk off the cliff? You know, the guy that really preserves Saul better is David. Even when David has been pushed out, even when David's not his, you know, in his, like, current service, he's still preserving his life more than Abner. That's crazy to think about. Abishai wanted to kill him, but David preserved him. And notice, Abner didn't preserve him from anybody. Abner's just asleep on the wheel, you know? And you know, there's a lot of Christians that are asleep at the wheel today. They will let their master be destroyed because, you know what? They're just a yes man.